Welcome to Slice of Life. Because a bite was not enough, you've listened to Brenda's Bites for years, and now Brenda is expanding her show to include lifestyle happenings from around the region. Now here's your host, Brenda Alacy.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Slice of Life. Thank you so much for carving out some time for us on this Sunday morning. We're going to talk about corn to cars coming up right now on Slice of Life. First off, it's George Crookham from Amaze Corn. And what a summer it's been in Western New York. As hot as I can remember in many years here in the area. And when I think about summer, I think about food. I think about food every season. But in particular, let's talk about corn. In fact, we have the kernel of corn with us. George Crookham is on the line with us. He is from Idaho, but he was in Buffalo recently talking about his amazing corn, which is sold exclusively at Tops Friendly Markets. George, I hope you had a great time in Buffalo, and welcome to Slice of Life. Good morning.
Good morning, Brenda. It's been fantastic. The people here are so friendly, so receptive. I've been at the Top store, and about every other person wants to try it, the corn, and they seem to like it.
You know, George, your corn is called Amaze Corn, which is kind of, I guess, a play on words, too, because amaze is corn. But yours is spelled A-M-I-Z-E, corn. What makes your corn so, if you'll pardon the pun, amazing?
So it's A-M-A-I-Z-E, and you're correct. It is a play on words. So it took me 22 years to develop this corn. I didn't like the sweet corn that was kind of gritty and mushy. This has a nice, crisp bite to it, like an apple, and then it stays crunchy. And Brenda, if you don't mind, I'd like to do a sound bite right now.
Please do.
I got a corn in my hand, and I'd like to take a bite for you and your audience.
Go up. Please do.
Here we go. Mmm. Even I don't get tired of sweet corn.
No, like I bet. I bet that's something you enjoy day in and day out, George. And what makes your corn different is the way it was bred by you. Now, from what I understand, George, not only are you the kernel of corn, but you are a geneticist, so you know what you're doing scientifically, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it took me 22 years. It's part science, and be honest with you, it's part luck, too. Just hard work, being out in the field, doing what everybody does day to day, just trying to get the job done.
You know, it's fair to say that you probably have this in your blood because you had the luxury of being trained by your grandfather and dad, who had both done similar type of work over the four generations of your family business.
That is correct. I struggle to find anybody in the world, any family in the world, that has done more with sweet corn than my family. And, of course, all the hard work happened with my grandfather and my father. I guess I'm more of a heritage-type breeder than I am the expert.
Well, and you certainly have the credentials, George, because I know that you have a degree in plant science with a focus on plant genetics and plant breeding. And so you're working full-time now at the company as the CEO, the chief corn guy. But in the meantime, I wanted to ask you, what was it about this particular food that so intrigued you? Was there some sort of, you know, childhood memory that brings you back to corn that made you want to work with corn?
So I'm going to answer that two ways. I talk to people all over the world about sweet corn, and the best sweet corn is what you remember. So if you grew up in Wisconsin or Buffalo, you had a favorite uncle or a grandfather or an aunt, that's the best sweet corn you ever had. And I can't argue with that. But if you plant this variety, it will surpass everything else. So what got me onto Amaze is back in about 1989, I was fairly young back then, I came across this, what I'll call a homely little plant with a small little ugly ear. And I took a bite of it and I said, you know, that's what sweet corn should taste like. And so I took that homely little plant and I crossed it by, you know, bigger plants, healthier plants. And then 22 years later, I finally was walking down the row and I said, hey, we're there. There it is. And I would like to say that it was my idea to name it Amaze, but it wasn't. Somebody else came up with that name, and I'm not smart enough to remember my lies, so I try not to lie.
Well, you're a wise man in many ways, George, because you don't have to worry about remembering anything if you tell the truth. But this took years and years. I think, you know, it sounds like you make it sound like it was, you know, an easy thing. But I give you so much credit, George, because you tested more than 10,000 variations of corn over two decades. So this was really something that took time and effort, and you must not be an easily deterred guy to keep doing this year after year.
Well, like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, so I guess that kind of played into my wheelhouse. It's just something we do. We just take bites and bites, and 99% of what we do has geneticists is a failure. I mean, that's why I had to go through 10,000 iterations, and I guess I'm not easily discouraged. And I guess I have the stupidity to stick with something.
Well, good for you for that stick-to-itiveness. Now, what makes this the bite that you talked about, the sound bite, it's almost like a pop that you hear or a crunch. Is that how you would describe this type of amaze corn?
So we call it a pop and crunch. Really what it is it's crispy. And it's been my belief for many decades that we as humans, we like crispy vegetables.
Right.
Because if it's mushy, we have this association that it might make us ill. But if you think about most sweet corn, you bite into it, it's really not crunchy like an apple. And this is like an apple, and it stays crunchy. And I just think we are naturally developed to go towards that crispy vegetables. The example I have is two examples. One is I love apples. But I was raised to, if you bite into an apple, you finish it. And sometimes my frustration many years ago is you'd bite into it, and it would get gritty. And now I'm forcing myself to finish this apple. And I feel the same way about sweet corn. You know, you want something that's crispy, that naturally says, I'm fresh.
Yes, yes, I agree with you. And I was raised that same way, George, where if I started to eat something, I cleaned the plate. That's just the way it was. I hate to waste food. And you're so right, though. You don't want to sit there and kind of force it down, even though you feel like you're compelled to do so. So this sounds all the more appealing because you're going to have crunch from start to finish on this ear, it sounds like.
Yeah, I wish I could. I mean, you just have to experience it. You can hear the pop when I bite into it.
Right.
Which you heard. But I'd have to chew with my mouth open, which Kathy doesn't appreciate, in order for you to hear that crispiness. But the beauty about this is blanch this corn, throw it in the freezer, cut it off, throw it in the freezer, come back 6 months later, microwave it, and that pop and crunch is still there.
No kidding. Even after being in the freezer that long?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, that's one of the selection criteria that I worked on. I didn't only want it to be, you know, have that pop and crunch fresh. I want it to also be having that frozen or stored. And this corn, because it's so sweet and so crunchy, it can be 10 days old. And your average person's going to go, oh, it's so fresh.
Isn't that something?
And in fact,
wow.
It's 10 days old.
And that's all natural, right, George? There's nothing, no preservatives or anything else that you use to maintain that freshness.
There's no GMO. There's no smoke and mirrors. It's just hard work, Brenda. That's all it is.
Yes, yes. We're talking with Amaze Corn creator George Crookham. And Amaze is spelled A-M-A-I-Z-E. And George was in Buffalo recently at a number of Tops markets where you can find Amaze Corn exclusively locally. But George, this Amaze Corn is grown locally all around the country using conventional farming methods, right?
That is correct. We partnered with Tops and Reeves and Eden because our whole concept is we want it locally grown and only in season. If we ship it up from Florida or Georgia in December, it's not the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very protective of our brand. We worked very hard on this, and we just don't want, you know, bad product being with our name on it. Neither does Tops, and neither does Reeds or Eden, the growers there.
What's the reception been like around the country, George? Do people get the difference between the Amaze sweet corn and so many other varieties that you compete against?
So we get 90% success rate. And as I told you already, the best sweet corn ever is wherever you grew up in your experience.
Right.
So I've learned not to battle that. You know, I have people, they walk up and I said, do you want to try the best sweet corn you ever had? And it's really funny because people say, well, I'm from Minnesota. Well, I'm from Buffalo. Well, I'm from New Jersey. And we have the best sweet corn. And I can't argue with that. I mean, there's such a personal relationship with sweet corn. But 90% of them, once they take a bite, they go, wow. And I try to say, no, not well. It's a maze.
Yeah, there you go. You got to keep pushing that maze end of it. George, it's probably fair to say you don't even need a lot of butter in this type of corn. It's so deliciously sweet already.
Yes, and most of the people are like going, wow, no butter, no salt. And then they take a bite and they go, it doesn't need butter and salt. But Brenda, funny story, family story. My whole family, this is all we eat in sweet corn. And we're big sweet corn eaters. So, I mean, it pays the bills, so that's important.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom, who I dearly love, still lathers it with butter and salt. And I look at her, I go, Mom, are you kidding me? I mean, this is 22 years of my life. And she goes, I know it's good, George, but I'm still putting butter and salt in it.
It almost sounds like a dessert at that point. George, the best way to cook the sweet corn is probably the traditional way of boiling it, right? Of course, you want to remove the husks and the silk from the cobs and then boil 3 to 4 minutes. Do you recommend that, or can you also grill the corn?
So my preference is boiling, and the reason is when you grill it or you microwave it, you have more of a propensity to overcook it.
Mm-hmm.
And most people overcook corn or undercook corn. Now, if you like that really good corn flavor, barbecue it, because the husks will give you that kind of corn flavor. But I boil it 2 to 3 ears, 2.5, 3 minutes, 10 ears, 3.5 minutes. All you need to do is there's an enzyme in sweet corn that 10% of the population has a reaction to it, like eating too many cherries.
Hmm.
So in that 2.5, 3 minutes, you denature that enzyme. So that problem goes away.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it helps melt the butter, but this corn does not need butter.
Right. No, it doesn't sound like it. The other thing that intrigues me, I have to tell you, George, I love popcorn. Have you ever popped these kernels?
They won't pop. That's probably my second biggest business after sweet corn is popcorn.
Oh.
So if you eat popcorn, thank you very much. There's a good chance that one way or another, I'm associated with it.
Well,
so these kernels will not pop, because popcorn has that heavy outer layer,
mm-hmm,
and has the right moisture in it, and this does not have the pericarp integrity, or what we call the seed coat integrity, so it won't pop. It'll just kind of burn.
And this is available year-round, right, George, at Tops Markets in Buffalo?
No, not year-round. We are locally grown and in season. That's very important to our brand. And Tops agrees with us in that, as do the growers.
Because that really speaks to the freshness of your product.
Absolutely. As I said earlier, you know, we could ship it up from Mexico, but it'll be too young, too old. And I really don't want Kathy calling me and saying, hey, we got a really bad shipment of corn from Mexico and everybody's upset. It's just, we're very brand protective.
Gotcha. Well, that's an admirable quality, because you want to maintain that type of delicious flavor during the season and not have it compromised. I respect that. So as we close, George, how do you foresee this shaking out over the next few years in the Buffalo market? Do you continue to see Buffalo as a viable market for years to come for the Amaze corn?
Very much so. The reason, you know, Buffalo grows great sweet corn, and you got a lot of very good sweet corn aficionados. And that's what I'm seeing here. People are trying it. They know what they like, and they seem to like it. And, Kathy, I believe we continue to sell more corn every year.
We do.
That's great to hear. People in Buffalo have very discerning palates. It's a great town for food and for drink, for that matter. So I'm not surprised to hear that a corn this delicious, with this much pop, would do well in our community. The kernel of corn himself, George Crookham from Idaho, in town recently and kind enough to join us on the phone. George, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And please give my thanks to Kathy Romanowski from the PR department at Tops for all of her help in arranging the interview.
We'll do one more soundbite, please.
Now I'm craving corn. Thanks a lot, George. We really enjoyed the interview.
I'm sorry. Thank you for your time.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon, I hope. Thanks very much.
Looking for a place to live or just curious to see all the great living options Buffalo's northern suburbs have to offer? Well, this is for you.
The Free Buffalo Living Tour returns to the North Towns this Saturday, spotlighting six incredible living spaces that you can call home. Here are just a couple that you can tour.
Baybrook Senior Apartments. Come experience the lifestyle of Amherst's premier senior community. Great experiences are right around the corner where luxury meets convenience. Baybrook offers remarkable value in an unbeatable location and offers all the comforts you desire.
The Remington on the Erie Canal in North Tonawanda. The Remington Lofts offer unique one- and two-bedroom apartments, both one-level and duplex. A former factory, now our premier luxury address.
To join the Buffalo Living Tour, just download the free brochure at buffalolivingtour.net. No reservations. Free WeCare shuttles leave every few minutes starting at 9 from headquarters at the Belvedere, 375 Harris Hill in Lancaster. Or you can drive to each location.
The Buffalo Living Tour this Saturday, presented by Nationwide Insurance, Get Zoning Agency, Creative Storage, and the Buffalo News Be-In Home.
Premium engine performance starts at Shell with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Just like premium athletic performances start with practice. So choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus, engineered with triple action protection against gunk, corrosion, and wear for optimal engine performance. And now through September 2nd, fuel rewards members can save up to 10 cents a gallon after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rewards valid on future fill after minimum 5-gallon purchase. Members with silver status save up to 8 cents a gallon at participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons. See fuelrewards.com/nitro for details.
Are you a home brewer, or do you want to learn about home brewing? Tune in at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1520 for Just Brew It. Just Brew It, hosted by Jeremy White and Bert Deister from Niagara Tradition Homebrew. Tune in Saturdays at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1520 for Just Brew It.
If you have news about the latest happenings around the Buffalo-Niagara region, contact Brenda during the week at 843-0651. That's 843-0651.
And welcome back to this edition of Slice of Life. Great to have you on board on this Sunday fun day. And speaking of fun, I recently received a new car. It was a big birthday for me. So my husband got me a sports car, something I've wanted for many, many years. And where else would he go but Riverfront Auto Sales? Because not only did he go to Riverfront and get tremendous service, but we have a new car in the driveway. It's a BMW Z4. And of course, it's a convertible. So every time I look at that car, it brings a smile to my face. And Marty Pecoraro Sr. is here. Marty is the owner of Riverfront Auto Sales, located on Niagara Street, 1379 Niagara Street, right in the close to the downtown corridor. Good morning, Marty. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Brenda.
And so much fun driving the Beamer, and what a great summer, as you mentioned to me off the air, to have a car like that with that rag top down, just tooling around in that little two-seater.
Yeah, absolutely. This has got to be one of the best summers that I remember, with sun and dry and a good day for a convertible almost every day.
Oh, no doubt about it. The car is so much fun. And, Marty, I've got to tell you, just kind of a personal reflection for me. I was in a car accident a year ago, May, and I, you know, really do not enjoy driving anymore. It was the second serious car accident, and I like to point out neither was my fault. But now that I have this little sports car, it's fun again. It's fun to get in that little car. It's a, you know, a stick shift, five on the floor. I really feel like I'm driving, and it's just a feeling. It's a whole different experience.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you for having a vehicle like that we can buy at a reasonable price, and the car was really in mint condition.
Yeah, it was one of those Florida cars that we bought during the winter in the off season and brought up, which I'll be starting to do again now in probably another month or two. We'll start tripping down or shipping down to Florida and bringing cars back up.
So that's something you do on a regular basis, right? And it allows people to get vehicles without all the rust and salt wear and tear that one would find here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the thing is, the advantage is, you know, I go down in the winter time when most people aren't thinking of convertibles, and obviously the selection down in Florida is a lot greater there than it is here. So,
sure,
you know, the supply is greater, the prices are better, and they're a better car. So I love going down in December and January and February and bringing all those summertime cars back for the spring.
Other than someone like me who always wanted a sports car, is there a real market for those Florida cars, particularly the small ones or maybe the convertibles? Do you see that quite a bit in this area?
Well, we're getting known for it. More people realize, and they know, you know, the friends that they tell their friends that they bought the car. And when people see it, and they look at an older car that's 8-10 years old, and they say, wow, is that really clean? And they look underneath, it's, you know, nowhere near rusty. It's barely dusty, and it's like, wow, this is really, where'd you get it from? So people know that Riverfront is a place to come to get, you know, rust-free cars.
As a matter of fact, to your point, yesterday I pulled into the parking lot here at work in the Beamer, and the top was down. The weather was gorgeous. And one of my coworkers had seen the car for the first time, so I came into the office, and he said to me, hey, did you get a new car? And somebody else heard him ask me, and, well, what'd you get? And I said, well, it's a Beamer Z4 convertible. It's so much fun. What color is it? And so, and they said, it's brand new, right? I said, not only is it not brand new, it's an 03. I mean, the thing is 15 years old, but you'd never know it. Right. It's in mint condition.
Right.
And it makes me want to take care of it, too, you know, when you sell a vehicle like that.
Absolutely.
You have a lot of high-quality vehicles, right, Marty? Everything from Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Cadillacs, Acuras. Is that something that you focus on, or do you try to bring in a wide array of vehicles?
Yeah, we're not your typical dealer. We always have a little people looking for an exotic car or something different. You know, we could still get the normal cars. We do have some of the normal cars, but our main focus is to get stuff that not everybody else has, a good value and a nice car. And we do get, you know, if you look at our website, we have tons of, you know, BMWs, Lexus, Mercedes, you know, high-end stuff that really don't, you know, it's a great value after only a couple of years old.
Our friend Mark Walter bought a Cadillac SUV. It's a good-looking vehicle, and I know he's really happy with it, too. So you have cars of every size, right? Vehicles of every size?
Yeah. Like I said, I think I got 45 years of buying, so I'm like to think I've got some good experience.
Wow.
And I know what to buy, and I know what good deals are, and I know which cars have bad characteristics that we stay away from, and cars that have good characteristics that, you know, that are great cars to resell.
It's got to be like a sixth sense for you at this point.
Pretty much. You know, it's funny. I could walk up to a car, and as I'm walking up, I can almost get a feel of, wow, this is a car that was well-maintained and taken care of. And, you know, give me 30 seconds, and I'll tell you, you know, how this car has been maintained.
Now, you sell pre-owned vehicles at Riverfront Auto Sales. What's the benefit of buying a pre-owned versus a new vehicle?
Well, I think most people know, even if you bought a brand new car and it's only, and you drive it for a month or two, you know you've lost quite a bit of value. And now with the way the used car market is, and like I said, I've been doing it for 45 years, I've never seen the actual used car markets actually going up. I mean, we've sold cars, people coming back a year, 2 years later, and they're worth just about what they paid us for, because again, it's hard to find good cars, so the supply is bad, the demand is high, so the used cars are holding their values. So, and it's better than buying a new one. And buy something that's 1 or 2 years old, drive it for a couple of years, you're not going to lose a lot of money.
Right. That's the thing that I think about, too, is the depreciation. As soon as you take that car off the lot as a new car, it starts to depreciate.
Well, sure. I guarantee, like, your car is a perfect example. That car is not going to be very, really worth less, much less than what you paid for it.
Right.
Even 3-4 years from now, you keep it up. Those cars are, you know, they're great. And if you want to trade it in, there's really not much downside. Even if you lose $1,000, who cares? Versus if you go buy a new car, you could lose $10,000-$15,000 within inside of a year. That's not going to happen with you.
And with your inventory, too, if I wanted to do that, I could probably get a comparable car. Something fun and sporty again.
Sure, absolutely.
There's always that opportunity.
Absolutely, yep.
You know, I've heard your commercials over the years here on WGR and WBEN and our other sister stations, Meredy, and we hear a lot about that Riverfront is the home of the guaranteed credit approval. What do you mean by that?
Well, my son does most of handles the finance end of it. We've been, like I said, been in the business a long time, so we've built some great relationships with a lot of banks and credit unions, and we have one bank that it took some time, and I actually had to go away for a couple of weeks for training and to learn the way it works, and they have guaranteed, doesn't matter how bad your credit is, doesn't matter if you have, which is great for especially even my daughters. They had no credit when, you know, a lot of people, when they're young kids, don't have no credit, so how do they get started? So this bank will finance people with no credit or bad credit.
Boy, that's a great deal. It's going to make the shopping process so much easier because you deal with people from all walks of life. You try to accommodate everybody, right?
Right. And what's nice, too, once you get on board and you get the credit going, this bank will help you, whether you never had credit, it will help you establish credit. And if you had bad credit, it will help turn that around. I can't tell you how many times people have come back a couple years later and now their credit score is up to, you know, 50, 60, 70 points versus what it was just 2 years ago. And, you know, it means a lot.
It does. It's a great way to establish a foothold, and especially for a younger person.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Marty Pecoraro, who is four generations of the Pecoraro family, including Marty Jr., your son, Marty, little Martin, who is your grandson, and your daughters, Chelsea and Brittany. It's truly a family affair at Riverfront.
Yeah, both my daughters and my son are with me. I worked with my father when I was a kid, and I remember my grandfather, you know, He was in the service end of it. My father was more in the service. I started the sales end, and now my son is with me. He's been with me for over 10 years. My two daughters have been with me for a long time. So, yeah, other employees, we almost feel like they're family because they've been with us for a long time. We don't have much of a turnaround with our employees.
Well, that says a lot about the ownership, I think. That's a reflection of how you run your business. But is it difficult to work with family sometimes?
No, you know what? It's funny. It's, you know, we get along really well. I mean, most people would say that, would think that, but they're no different. You don't bring your home to work and you don't bring your work to home. So
yeah.
It's one of our policies and it seems to work very well for all of us.
That's great to hear. Now, Riverfront Auto Sales is located at 1379 Niagara Street. And I'll tell you what, Marty, we talk often about the renaissance of Buffalo, and boy, even that corridor on Niagara Street, it must be encouraging for you as a longtime business owner to see that area come back, to see apartments and lofts being put in that area. Does that help your business too, just strictly by the visibility of the, you know, people driving by?
Sure, sure. I mean, I've seen it. I've been there, like I said, a long time, and I've seen it, and we've gone through some rough times of some rough neighborhoods, and it's beautiful to see not just Niagara Street but all of Riverworks and downtown. I'm just so thrilled and I'm so happy that we're making a turn, because I know the future is bright for my son and my grandson.
Yes.
So when they take over the reins and I'm gone, I think it's Buffalo has really, really come a long, long way, and they've got a lot more to go.
It's so encouraging to see our city like this. It thrills me every time I go downtown in particular to see what the renaissance and people coming back to the city.
It's awesome.
Now, you know, speaking of good things, you celebrate the military in a big way at Riverfront Auto Sales. And through the month of August, anybody who's currently serving or a veteran, you get a $500 discount on any pre-owned vehicle, right?
Right. We're giving a $500 gas card for everybody, and then we're giving the military the $500 gas card plus $1,000 off on the purchase. My father was in the service, so I mean, I have a lot of pictures I looked when he was in the service, and you know what? We wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for our servicemen and women. So we're very grateful to have them, and I think they should be recognized, and it's very important that we do recognize them.
And I salute you, no pun intended, for doing that. My husband is a Navy veteran, and it means a lot to me, too, that he served. He kind of, you know, doesn't talk much about it, but I am so proud to say that he served in the Navy, his country. It means a lot to me that I can tout that about him.
Yep.
And before we close, I've got to ask you, you have a huge variety of pre-owned vehicles at Riverfront, but you also have some classic cars.
Yeah. We started doing some classic cars and muscle cars probably 5-6 years ago. We acquired the building next door to us, put an indoor showroom. So I invite anybody to come down and take a look. We actually just have got about 5 new pieces that came in. A 1970 Cutlass 442, to mention one. I have a Ford Galaxy convertible. We've got some nice pickup trucks. I got an old Ford pickup truck. So yeah, we've got some nice stuff to look. It's nice to look at it and look at the condition of them.
Is there a niche market, Marty, for folks who love those old-time cars?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's many guys doing it. So I think, you know, we've been doing better than I thought we would do. When I first started doing this 5-6 years ago with the classics. But now, again, the word's getting out. People drive the car home. Wow, where did you get that 1970,
right,
you know, Cutlass or that Chevelle? I mean, we get people calling us to try to find them their old, 'cause a lot of people, hey, I had a 70 Chevelle or a 69 Chevelle when I was a kid. Can you find me one? And, you know, we do that all the time for people, find them exactly what they're looking for.
Well, I've got my classic car, the Beamer Z4 right in the driveway with the rag top. And
there you go.
What's the best way to reach you, Marty, at Riverfront?
Our phone number is area code 716-886-1626. And we're at 1379 Niagara Street, just minutes away from the Peace Bridge, right on Niagara Street between Delavan and Lafayette.
Easy enough to find, too. You just get off the throughway.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah.
And what are the hours? Are you open Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, we're open Monday through Saturday. Late nights are Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. We're there until 8 o'clock. And on Wednesday, Friday, we're there until 5.
Nice. Marty Pecoraro, continued success.
Thanks
so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That'll put a wrap on this edition of Slice of Life. As always, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Brenda will be back next Slice of Life Sunday at 10:30 on ESPN 1520.